Bear Country 95.3, Justin Moore, till my last day. It's 7:49 and 27 degrees right now here in Greenfield. It's Tuesday morning. I almost said Wednesday morning, but Tuesday morning. Just before 8 o'clock, we got Mick here from Montague Webworks with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Hey, Mick.
Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
Welcome back.
Yes, after a nice four-day holiday.
Mick, Mick and I had the same destination, New York, on Thanksgiving. We're those crazy people that traveled the day. Did you go the day before Thanksgiving?
We went there Wednesday.
Yeah.
And there was still pretty much traffic.
Folks. Oh, yeah.
Normally it's a little under 3-hour drive, and it took us 4 hours to get there. Yeah. Coming back, though, is nuts. Could you take the Throgs, I take the Whitestone.
Yeah.
There's normally two cash lanes because, you know, we don't have the Easy Pass, right? I mean, we're
right.
Driving down the
road. Everybody else has Easy Pass.
They're just blowing past you, right? So I'm stuck on the side, and then all of a sudden all the cash lanes closed. And there's like five lanes of cars trying to squeeze in. And I just looked up, and my kids were like, uh-oh. And it's like, we're going to be here a long time. And then then they opened up five of them, and we just, you know, sailed right there.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Very nice of them.
Where are we going online this morning, my friend?
Well, I'm going to segue here into the holidays, but we were talking about different things that happened today in history. So FDR declared in 1941, November 27th, a specific date as Thanksgiving.
Right, that's how they used to do it.
It's right. It was on a specific date, and then it was changed later. I think it might have been Reagan or somebody that made it the fourth Thursday, but it was originally a specific date.
Right.
Which is why the first parade was... You were mentioning that before.
Oh, on this date in history, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The very first one was also on this date in history. Let's see here. 1924.
Oh, 24.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not getting how it was put in reverse. Anyway, so that's one thing. Also, today is Jimi Hendrix's birthday. He was born in 1942. And Pope Urban II called for the first crusade on this day in the year 1095.
Going way back.
Going way back. All right, so going into the holidays here, I figure people are going to be buying gifts, and so we'll do a few on options for that.
Okay, go.
And today we'll go to Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y.com.
I've heard of this website.
Etsy.com, yeah.
Does it have to do with arts and crafts?
Well, not just arts and crafts. It's all handmade stuff by people that, you know, just small business, home business, you know, stay-at-home moms or whatever. It originated as mostly stay-at-home moms. And
so
now
it's typically people that do it on the side? Is that
do it on the side, right?
All right.
Typically. But there are some larger businesses. And, you know, so a lot of it is handmade stuff, like little knitted things and a lot of paintings. But they also have, like, handmade soaps and... Actually, even some technology stuff. Like, for the Doctor Who fans out there, I don't know how many of them there are. If you have an iPod, they have a Doctor Who TARDIS skin for your iPhone. And, you know, that's pretty
cool.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, you got
That's a unique gift.
That's a unique gift. And it's not just a sticker. It's like, it's a thing that had to be made probably in a factory somewhere. So
I've never been to this website before. Can you sort through everything and try to look at stuff from people who live in your area?
That's the next place I was going. You can not only look for stuff categorically and
yeah,
do
like
searches.
Here in Western Mass, that would be nice.
Well, they don't give you Western Mass, but down the left side there is a shop location and you can put in town. So you can put in Greenfield, you can put in Montague. I tried Western Mass, but they only give one designation, like what town are you in?
Like when you could do Northampton, East
You could do
Hampton.
Northampton, right. So I just looked up Greenfield, and there's one person from Greenfield, and it looks like there's about 10 in Montague, and I'm sure if you keep on typing in Northampton and stuff, you'll find local people around you. So now, if you want to shop online, yesterday was Cyber Monday.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, because it's, you know, I'm doing virtual air quotes, you know.
I noticed that.
So
yeah.
I italicized my virtual Monday. where, you know, instead of doing Black Friday and running to the shops and stomping on people as you, like, run to the box stores.
Right.
You were supposed to shop on Monday, you know, from your office or whatever during lunch. But so this is an option, Etsy.com.
During lunch. You silly, silly man. So what is it? Itsy?
But don't do that at work, okay?
Itsybitsy.com? Itsy? What?
Etsy.
Etsy.
E-T-S-Y.com. Etsy.
Etsy.com.
And they've been around for a while.
Montague Webworks, website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Want more information about Mick and Montague Webworks? It's montaguewebworks.com. If you want a to purchase gift certificates at a 30% discount that you can use for the services over at Montague Webworks. Well, those are at our 30% store over at bear953.com. The past couple of years, as we headed into the month of December and into the new year, we've been talking to people about refurbishing their websites.
That's right, coming into the new year. And it's good for you, and you can buy them for someone else as well. I mean, if we're talking about gifts, gift-giving season, if you know someone, a small business or even a medium-sized business owner, and they're complaining about their website, you say, well, do something about it. Buy them some gift cards, and I'll go and help them out.
Very good. Montague Webworks on our 30% store. Information is at bear953.com. It's 7:55.